promote social justice and national development through advocacy and research, delivering the lecture which focused on ensuring inclusive and equitable quality tertiary education in Ghana. The former Vice Chancellor of the University of Professional Studies, Professor Joshua Labi, said amalgamation of small public tertiary institutions into one big university will reduce the cost of managing such institutions.
When we have all these small institutions coming together to form one big university, the cost at the center will come down. But then, internationally, a lot of lecturers will be published to enhance the image and reputation of the university. Rather than have a small university with only about 20 lecturers and maybe about 10 lecturers published, as against 1,000 lecturers and having about 500 published, of course, the international visibility and respect will be there. That is what a lot of universities are doing in the world today. So I think that the University of Ghana is quite a big university. That's okay. KU is okay. But we have smaller ones like GIG, Institute of Languages, UPSC, when they come together, with satellite campus, we'll have a lot of lecturers. The research output will be very strong. There will cost reduction of the global visibility.
The executive director of Baraka Institute, Haruna Said, expressed concern that students who are less endowed schools find it difficult to gain admission into tertiary institutions. Mr. Said said every Ghanaian child must have equal access to education.
There are many students who cannot get to the university because where they go to school or where they went to school is listed as less endowed. When we say less endowed, it means that the school don't have certain facilities that will help them to pass well. You know, and so those who are well endowed are always those who get to the university, and we think that it's not enough. All of us must develop together. And so those in the inner cities, those in the Zongo, must be looked at to help them grow through education to become power economically, morally, and socially as well.
Some personalities who participated in the lecture include the Laporura Alhaji Nuruddin Jawol, educationist Anis Hafa, National Imam of Al Sunna Wal Jamal, Sheikh Umar Ibrahim,